Musicians for playing tonight. It's been absolutely beautiful, hasn't it? My name is Ben. If I haven't met you, I'm the pastor here, and it's a great pleasure for me to add my welcome to Jax and to say thank you so much for coming today. A very happy Christmas to you all. I'm not going to take much of your time. I just want to answer one big question. What is Christmas all about? Added to that, what is Christianity all about? In fact, what is Jesus all about? Three questions in one. And the reading that we just had gives us a really big clue. And it helps us to kind of clear away a huge misunderstanding that many people have when it comes to Christianity. So it's my hope that for all of you who have come to the carol service today on Christmas Eve, you won't just have a really good time, but that coming will mean that you don't make this mistake. You don't make this misunderstanding. There's just one thing you need to know, and that is this, that Jesus is like a doctor. Jesus is like a doctor. Now, to help you remember that, I am going to get you to tell your neighbor. They say that you learn things best when you have to teach someone else. So here's your opportunity to teach someone else. I'm going to get you to turn to your neighbor and say to them, did you know that Jesus is like a doctor? I'm going to give you 5 seconds to do that to each other. Go. Great. Well done. Hopefully that is going to help you remember. That is what you need to know to avoid this misunderstanding. Jesus is like a doctor. There is just one other little thing you need to know, but I think you already know it. Just to check, I'll ask you a question. I reckon the kids know this, and the adults definitely do. Do doctors help people who are healthy or people who are sick? Brilliant. Yep, people who are sick. Thank you, Charlotte. Now, just listen again to what Jesus says at the end of that story that Darcy read. Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. So you were right. And then Jesus said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Why does Jesus say that? He says it because he was eating with tax collectors and sinners. Now, in Jesus' day, tax collectors were really bad people. They were traitors and they were cheats. They were some of the worst people around. They were definitely on the naughty list. And yet Jesus was eating with them. He was having a party with them. He was being friends with these tax collectors. And the Pharisees, who were the religious people at the time, they were the really good people, they were the ones on the nice list. Well, they thought, if Jesus has anything to do with God, then he wouldn't have anything to do with these tax collectors. Because surely God only wants to be friends with nice people like us. And Jesus says, they have got it all wrong. They have got it all wrong. Because just like a doctor helps sick people, Jesus has come to help naughty people, sinners, tax collectors, people who know that they've done the wrong thing. People like me, maybe people like you. You see, the big mistake that so many people make when it comes to Christianity is to think that it's all about trying to be good enough so that God will want to be your friend. It's an easy mistake to make because all the other religions of the world are about that. But Jesus says he hasn't come to reward people who are good. He's come to help people who are bad. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus says our wrong behavior doesn't matter, but he hasn't come to punish us for it. In fact, he's come to deal with it so that we can be forgiven for it. This is the gospel that we've been hearing about all evening. This is the amazingly good news of Christmas, that God sent his son Jesus to be born as a human being so that he could die as a human being in the place of you and me. And by dying in our place, Jesus has dealt with all the wrong things that we've done so that we can be forgiven by God and welcomed as his friends. So please don't make the mistake that so many people make. Christianity isn't about God rewarding people who think they're good enough. Christianity is about God rescuing people who know they're not. Church is not a place for people who've got everything sorted. Church, coming to church should be a bit like coming to a hospital. Church is a place for people who are messy and know that they've stuffed things up and that they're broken, but they've found a really good doctor. Jesus is that doctor. He's come to help people who know they've done the wrong thing and need to be forgiven. And if that's you, then there is nothing at all stopping you from asking Jesus for that forgiveness today. Jesus came not just for nice people, he came especially for naughty people. And that is good news. It's good news for me, and it's good news for you.